violence in Mexico and along the U.S.-Mexico border was the main topic of today's House Oversight Committee meeting, and Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz was leading today's conversation.
In a statement, Chaffetz detailed several deaths in and around Mexico and even brought up a shooting involving an LDS mission president.
Just yesterday, I happened to be a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and further to the south, there's an article out about an LDS mission president, somebody from the United States, actually from my district, going down and serving a religious mission who was shot during a robbery in Mexico. It is a violent place, a dangerous place. The lawlessness is a direct result of drug cartels operating in Mexico, evolving into massive criminal organizations. These cartels have expanded their operations into kidnapping, extortion, and murder. Unfortunately, this is not new news. It's been going on for some time. According to the National Border Patrol Council, as we'll hear testimony today, quote, the official death toll from cartel violence in Mexico is 60,000. However, the unofficial death toll in Mexico is over 120,000 killed and another 27,000 missing or presumed dead.
Chaffetz says the violence in Mexico is not a priority of the Obama administration. He says the U.S. cannot let the situation in Mexico get worse.